Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome 4th of July weekend, day after. Chuck Bonner, Julie Hayden here on the Chuck and Julie Show, True Straight Up, brought to you by
AmericasCitizenPress.com, great website for conservative voices, along with Dr. Julie McCallan and Denver Senegenics. Also want to remind folks, you can catch all of our shows either at bbsradio.com. They have great archive system there, or just go to our website, chuckandjulie.com. We got everything right there too. We are still, as of this moment, on YouTube. So you can also watch us on YouTube. And I also post all the shows on Podbean as well. So the podcast platform of your choice, you should be able to find us pretty much anywhere.
For a while.
So we were noticing, we had a great 4th of July. Hope everybody else did too. A great fireworks. And we were driving home from downtown and noticed there were like all kinds of unauthorized fireworks going up, rogue fireworks. And I thought it was great. People clearly, and the police, this is funny. The police said they had far fewer fireworks calls this year than last year. I think last year, everybody was in their Karen mode. This year, people were like in their Independence Day mode or something, you know? I mean, it was just great to see, I thought.
Well, it was. And I read in the National Geographic article, which is just great, so talking about how the hidden cost of fireworks, because all this air pollution, and it disproportionately affected communities of color because somehow fireworks go off more often around there or something, whatever it is. But clearly the person writing the article was not from a community of color, but he felt sorry for the communities of color.
I mean,
and the firework pollution that they had to endure.
Well, and what did somebody was asking when Biden was down in Florida, you know, did global warming cause the continental collapse? And he's like, yep, you know, I don't want to know. Sure. And Ron DeSantis, God bless him, said, shut up. He didn't say shut up, but he said, there's absolutely no evidence of that. And we're not going to let you politicize this tragedy. So, you know, and that leads us into the two topics, well, a bunch of things to talk about really to do, but gaslighting.
Well, we have coming up at 3:30, America's Mom, Sharona Bishop. It should be great.
Yeah, she wants to talk about sort of the problems with the Colorado Republican legislative leadership. Mm-hmm. We pointed out, we had the lady, Gail Sue Moore from Liberty Scorecard, who pointed out that last year's, whether previous sessions, Minority Leader Patrick Neville got an A on Liberty Scorecard. The current one, Hugh McCain, got, it was either a D or an F. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was bad. But wanted to start out talking about gaslighting. And if you want to call 888-627-6008, if you're watching on Zoom, feel free to unmute yourself too, and you can weigh in there. But Chuck read, it was a great article, and I'll let you maybe outline it, in A Real Clear Politics from the Washington Times, a guy by the name of Robert Knight, right?
Yeah, he said, you know, we're getting gaslight by the media. I think that's right, the Dems media, the corporate one they control. And gaslighting is an insidious form of manipulation, psychological control, said Colorado Today. Victims of gaslighting are deliberately and systematically fed false information that leads them to question what they know to be true about themselves.
or the world around them.
Right. And what, maybe the most famous one lately, oh, there's so many of them, but it's when Jen Psaki announced that Republicans were backing defunding the police. He just said, well, it's apparently defunding police is not popular now, so I will lie. It doesn't matter if I'm lying.
No.
I don't care. You don't care. The White House press corps doesn't care. And she'll just say it.
Well, then they keep saying it. And so we could, because we wanted to tell, and if you think of examples too, feel free to weigh in. But I want to play this Ted Cruz bite, because this is good, where he was talking about, you know, responding to the fact that Republicans or Democrats are now saying, oh, no, they never said defund the police.
Us, the Democrats?
We would never say that. We love the police, except when we don't love the police. We would never say that. It's the Republicans who are trying to defund the police. So, Thomas, if we could play the Ted Cruz sound bite, please.
To run out and claim that it's Republicans who want to defund the police, that's like an arsonist showing up at the fire and blaming the firemen. That's like the Chinese blaming the Americans for the Wuhan virus. That's like OJ saying he's going to help find the real killer. That's like Democrats saying they're the ones that want to build the wall. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And they know it. But you know what? They're also counting on the media, all encircling Joe Biden and saying, poor Uncle Joe, he doesn't want to abolish your police. Well, last time I checked, Bill de Blasio, the Democratic mayor of New York, campaigned on defunding the police, cut $1 billion from the NYPD. And you know what? De Blasio was standing on that same Democratic stage with Joe Biden. Joe might not remember it, but de Blasio was right there. Last I checked, AOC is a Democrat. Last I checked, Tlaib's a Democrat. Last I checked, Omar's a Democrat. Last I checked, the Summer of Love. You remember when you had the Chaz Autonomous Zone and you had a Democrat going, oh, it's just the Summer of Love. I mean, I want to see the Democrats make the case to the American people. Put us in charge, like the mayor of Portland can say. Put us in charge. Let us abolish your police. If you don't like your murder rate, we can increase it 8 times, 800%. Look, the Democrats understand they're in trouble.
Yes, and that's what they do with the gaslight. I mean, let's go back and go over some of the things. I mean, the examples are countless. I mean, there was the Hunter laptop, or the Hunter Biden laptop, right? Russian disinformation. Until, of course, it turned out, you know.
Oh, it is his laptop.
Well, it is his laptop. And then they just ignore it, but they lied about it. And you still get in trouble if you try to post it on social media. One of the other examples that they used, the border crisis, not a crisis at all. Kamala Harris is on it. And where I was reading something, it was a Democrat thing where it said that actually illegal immigration pushes crime down.
That's right. Well,
it helps. Yeah. Right.
It always does. And here's one I think is one of their better ones. Men who think they're female are female. All you have to do is think it. You know, you can compete with women. And you can do whatever you want.
And you can have a period and you can have a baby.
Yeah, you can have a baby. It's a matter of thought. I mean, for a long time, we thought this was a physical thing. You'd look down and kind of go, okay, I got these body parts and stuff. But no, you have whatever you want to. If you want to be a Cyclops, just say, I'm a Cyclops. And there you are. But that's what they think. And those who contradict that are immediately castigated and the poor, what was the name of the woman author who did all the Harry Potter books?
Rowling.
Yeah, she's got kicked out of the liberal club because she said, no, men and different are different. They're different, really. They are.
Well, Disney apparently took out of its fireworks announcement, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That kind of thing is just
all you neutered people out there.
That's just kind of stupid, right?
It's stupid. Here's another good one. According to the press, Joe Biden is a devout Catholic. He is not a devout Catholic. He's an abortion Barbie. He could care less about the Catholic Church.
He may have been baptized, but he wasn't. Hey, we've got Sherry from Lakewood Online 1. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling in. Good afternoon.
Hi. I wanted to weigh in on your topic on gaslighting and, as Matt Dunn says, PSYOPs.
Yeah.
I think one of the best ones that I've recently heard of, there's an article in The Revolver.
Okay.
Stuart Rhodes, okay, is the person who started the Oath Keepers.
Right.
He is an FBI, he works for them. And they're saying that the insurrection that happened at the Capitol, half of the people there belong to three-letter agencies, FBI, yes. CIA. Half the people there, they set up, our own government set it up. So the Oath Keepers, they reel these people in who are true patriots, who truly want an honest election, and then they set them up. So they don't arrest the people that are working for the FBI. They arrest the patriots. That's a great PSYOP. It's a great gaslighting.
Well, and not only that, and you know, Sherry, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been reading The Revolver. If you guys aren't familiar with it, it's revolver.news. And they've been doing a good job through all of the affidavits. And what you're talking about there, they pointed out that the guy who is the head of the Oath Keepers, who was very active, and you look at the emails and the exchanges and helping organize, now not the riot, but at least the get together there, right? that he's not charged with anything. And it's like, oh, wait, he's the head guy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're like, why would that be? Yeah. And they've talked to other people who've said they were part of Oath Keepers, and the FBI came and knocked on their door and was seeking information. And Sherry, what's really insidious about this is, so not only, I believe you're absolutely right, are they involved in maybe, if not setting it up, certainly making it worse than it would have been, but then they go after you and destroy you. I mean, they'll probably cancel us on YouTube now for even talking about it. Right, they don't even let you talk about the fact that they're lying to us.
Yeah. And even look at the person that shot Ashley Babbitt. I mean, we have to get, now
whoever
President Trump has weighed in, but we have to get Mr. Putin in Russia to weigh in and say, why'd they assassinate her?
Right.
Yeah, Putin wanted to know. He said, you keep on telling me I kill my political enemies. I mean, Ashley Babbitt was killed. Who killed her?
Right.
Which one of your secret agents killed her? And they go, oh, we can't tell you that because I don't know why we can't tell you that. It's because it'd be harmful. Yeah. National security.
Well, and not only that, but you're going to be banned from talking about it. And worse than that, Sherry, here's what I think they're building up to. All this talk about white rage and domestic terrorism, that to me is one of their end goals from that January 6th incident, right? They want to turn that around and say, anybody who questions their line, they have white rage, they're a domestic terrorist, so now we're going to go arrest them. Take a look at what they did to Trump, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, right? He's facing criminal charges on something that for anybody else, he would get a letter from the IRS and they'd say.
And they perp walk him. He turned himself in. They still, for the arraignment, put him in handcuffs behind his back and perp walked him through and attended by the. You know, an arraignment usually is not attended by the DA of Manhattan or the attorney. Oh, yeah, just a big show. There's an interesting article in The Guardian who talked about, I went to the Trump rally, and all these people don't think the tax evasion things of Trump are not a huge thing. It's incredible. These people just blew it off. I mean, if you can believe that, this is just unbelievable.
Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling. Appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. And Sandra here is chiming in, you know, real clear politics and Rumblehead Trump's Sarasota rally. Biden is creepy. That's true. And Hunter Biden, you're right.
Creepy.
Hunter Biden selling
whole
his art.
Family's,
I mean,
creepy.
Hunter Biden should be in jail for any number of things. But nope, he doesn't get, you know, that's not going to happen. But on the insurrection, I want to talk about that too, because I think that is a really insidious gaslighting thing, because when you listen, because they keep repeating the lie. They keep saying an armed insurrection. Okay, it was not armed. Nobody had any guns there except the
all
cops.
These people died.
Five people. And what they say is five people were killed. And they continue to repeat that over and over and over again. Doesn't matter that the autopsy report comes out and says that the police officer had a heart attack after the fact.
2 days later.
Yeah. Doesn't matter that the only person who actually was killed Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed by a police officer. They repeat that lie over and over and over. And if you try to say anything different, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, they're like, it's disinformation.
Yeah.
You're banned. Remember when they wouldn't let the New York Post and their social media sites until they took that story down?
I mean,
they're playing hardball on here, and they're not doing it. You know, it's not
hardball. It's dishonest ball.
It's war is what it is.
It's war. That's good.
And I think that's the thing. There've always been, and that's what this column talked about. There's always been a liberal bent to it, but now they're just, it's not even just a little bent, or they're just kind of conveniently leaving things
out.
Dishonest. They're just flat out lying.
They know they're lying. I mean, they asked Jen Psaki, well, what Republicans are supporting to fund the police? Well, I can't name any right now. Oh, okay.
And then they all go report it.
Yeah.
And then the mainstream media reports it, and they make fun of the Fox reporter for asking the question. So my question is, and Chuck and I were talking about this before the air, and what do you guys think? Is this just sort of coming together, do you think, coincidentally, organically, or is there something driving this? I know we'll talk about the conservative treehouse theory on the intelligence agencies anymore, but what do you think? Is there sort of a master plan that this is part of?
You don't have to have a master plan to decide, okay, how do you establish an authoritarian dictatorship over previously free country? Well, first you destroy what's ever there. You destroy the borders, you destroy the schools,
the economy.
You destroy racial harmony. And then you impose a draconian Stalinistic one over everyone. That's, and so you don't have to go, okay, today we do critical race theory or today the border room. You just, hey, well, this, well, schools, make the kids wear masks, or teachers don't go back to school. No, teach us little stinkers, because you're guaranteed your job and your pay and everything else. So, and then come out for critical race theory yourself, the biggest union. I mean, is this destructive? Is this awful for America? Well, then they're for it. And so you don't need to have a roadmap. You can just go, how can I screw up my country and my family and everything else? And if that's, you know, then you're given a lot of leeway.
Well, and I think that one of the things that has changed, though, in the last 4 years, and I think the media and big tech play huge roles in this, I think, because before, I think if you were a politician, Democrat or Republican, you had to be somewhat worried about getting called out on things. You had to kind of watch what you said because somebody would call you on it. What happens now is the media, for the most part, does not call out their lies. Worse than that, the media repeats the lies. The media are the ones who are telling you, just like the Biden administration keeps saying, an armed insurrection where 5 people were killed. That's why we got to crack down on all these white nationalists, these domestic terrorists, right? That's why the FBI is going to show up at your door. And then the media repeats that. And then the big tech people jump in and they stifle, squash, and completely eliminate anyone who says, well, wait a minute, that's not what happened. And I think that that's what the media completely abandoned its role in any kind of traditional form of the media.
Well, they had a survey of 26 developed countries, Europe and elsewhere in the United States. And the country that came in with the least amount of trust in their mainstream media was the United States, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
At one time, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, those were all incredibly well-respected, as well as Newsweek and Time and everything else. And now Newsweek and Time are just Marxist blog sites. And the New York Times has turned into just a shell of its former self.
Well, and then they make up, of course, the social media people make up the fact checking, which they don't. Right. There's no fact checking there. We all know this by now, right? There's no fact checking. If it's something that they don't like, they check it and they cancel it,
yeah.
You know? And so I think that's going to get worse, but I think that it's dangerous because there is nobody. Yeah, you know, I think they decided, okay, well, Trump is president. We hate Trump so much.
Existential threat. So
right.
No matter how, you know, the ends justify the means. But now they got Biden in, who is clearly, you know, cognitively disabled. And he's almost comical at various times. And, you know, everybody's guessing who really controls Biden. Here's what I think. I think.
Who's in charge there?
Yeah, I think Klein. And Susan Rice.
Now, who is Klein? Explain for folks.
He's the chief of staff. Very bright guy. Jill.
Biden.
And Jill Biden. And then in consultation with Pelosi and Schumer, those are the ones who get to Joe. And who knows who gets to them. But they're the ones who say, Joe, we got to do this. You know,
right.
We got to make that incredibly annoying Kamala Harris. Put her in charge of this.
Put her in charge of the border. Well, here's the
That'll
thing.
Be funny.
Here's the one thing about the gaslighting that I think is encouraging, and that is people are not buying it. Biden's popularity is declining. And that's even with the polls that, you know, want to say, you know, don't you love it when Joe Biden eats ice cream? And everyone's like, yay, we love it, we love it. I mean, with the media totally in the tank and the polling agencies, I think, totally in the tank for Biden. Even under that, people don't like the way he's handling crime. People don't like the way he's handling the economy. And I think the only good silver lining out of this, I think, is we're finally able to get rid of stupid COVID and COVID restrictions, right?
Then, not if you're listening to Fauci.
Well, but here's, I'm going to circle around to your theory. I think the Biden administration is like, okay, the crime, and Denver, there were 5 shootings last night in 3 hours, right? The murder rate is skyrocketing in Denver. You talk to the police, like, we have no idea why. Mary Hancock's like, we have no idea why. Well, we'll talk about that on Wednesday with Steve Reams. I have a lot of ideas why, but they've got that. They've got the border. And again, gas prices go up. Every time you go to the gas pump, you're like, what? Seriously? I mean, the King Supers discount is still sticker shock. And people are just not happy with it. And they're not buying the lies, I think. I think people know they're being lied to. For them. Democrats don't care they're being lied to. They're happy, so they'll repeat the lie. Everybody else knows they're being lied to. And I think they're not believing it. I don't know. What do you think?
No, I think that's right. And certainly when the Guardian went to the Trump rally in Sarasota And they were shocked that all the people didn't go, this is awful. The president's organization has been found not to,
to have not paid taxes on fringe benefits.
I'm so disappointed.
Right,
I can't believe it. But he was shocked that they were saying, oh, give me a break. Shut up. It's stupid. It's all hoax. These people are amazing.
And hear this from Sandra. The Democrats are losing. Trump had over 25,000 at both the Ohio and Florida rallies. And how would they do? Oh, sorry, they're Antifa and BLM, criminals, arsonists, and they hate the police. You know, and Sandra, that's another one of the gaslighting things, right? That the Black Lives Matter movement actually cares about Black lives. Yeah. We've seen there it does not. You know, I mean, look at the murder rate, the crime rate. I mean, so they, I mean, it's all just money being raked in so they can buy more mansions and houses. And the election, that too, to say, I mean, we even had Ted Trimpa say, well, there are some things that people could, he goes, I don't believe the election was stolen, not saying the election was stolen, Ted Trimpa was saying, but the Democrat strategist, but he said rules were changed. He said, I can understand why the Republicans would argue about that. I mean, you have to acknowledge that, but
well,
they
you don't have to.
Well, you know, you don't.
Just call it the big lie.
You can just call it the big lie. And the big lie is the big lie.
And another big lie is having voter ID and regular registration is racist. Like everything's racist. Mexico does it, but it's not racist there, but it's racist here because it makes it harder for them to cheat. Making them harder for them to cheat is to suppress the vote. And it does suppress the vote, and except you don't allow dead
people.
You have
to be a registered voter and alive.
And alive, technically.
to vote. I mean, I guess you're right, it does suppress it. We are not anymore allowing dead people to vote or people to vote multiple times from multiple jurisdictions. But again, they want to suppress it. And I think you still look at the polls and people say, you know, I think we should have voter ID laws. People say the economy does suck. Pardon my language. People say crime is going up. I saw in San Francisco where they defunded the police, car break-ins. And this is the kind of thing that gets to people. Okay. Car break-ins are up like 850%. Now, a lot of people, when the murder rate goes up, I think people are like, oh, that's bad, right? But it doesn't really affect most people. But when you've got car break-ins going up, that's a kind of crime that affects everybody. I'll be curious to see how Denver handles the Major League Baseball thing with the homeless camps there.
Or already doing it. You know, Andy Cedebaca said, wait a minute, there are more sweeps now than there's ever been. You know, it's and Denver is such a screwed up city. I mean, he is 12 years of most incompetent rule ever. And next is Tay Anderson. So it'll be getting better.
Yeah, Tay Anderson's going to be. Better. Well, then they don't report that either. So the gaslighting thing is something to be paying attention to because they are lying. And I know sometimes you feel like, oh, no, another lie. But yeah, I think if you don't call it out, because that's, I think, what they count on in part. Like you were saying, Chuck, it's part opportunistic where all this stuff is going on. The media know or the politicians know. I mean, Jen Psaki knows she can stand up there and say Republicans are the ones who want to defund the police. And everyone goes, okay, Republicans. To defund the police. And then if you try to say something other than that, then you're going to be banned and it's going to be prohibited and it's going to be taken down. There was a new network or platform, Getter, GETTR, that was launched, I think, today by Steve Miller, former Trump guy. And then it was hacked within an hour. We'll have to wait and see. I get the impression that that's not the final product or the final one, but we'll keep you posted on that. But at any rate, the gaslighting is real and it's dangerous because, you know, you read 1984 where they say, just say it, Winston, 2 + 2 = 5. And he's like, but 2 + 2 = not 5. And you want to say, but 5 people weren't killed on January 6th. If you want to say, you know, any of these things that they say, no, Hunter Biden did have a laptop that was hacked into. All of this stuff, there was no Russia collusion. The whole Trump thing, that was all a joke. And they're like, no, just say it. And I think they're hoping that social media pressure, being blackballed, and the cancel culture, all of that will try to keep people, will force people to stop talking. But I think there's 74 million of us, so I don't think it's going to work.
Well, you know, who knows if it's going to work? I mean, right now, you know, Biden's polling, the highest one, of course, is Fox News has him at the highest at 56. Right. Of course, it'd be Fox News. But others have him 48, 49, 50, 51. And he's starting to get closer to negative territory, which would be a real problem.
In the first 6 months of his administration.
If you call it his administration. But just amazing stuff.
Well, in the Denver, that's what I think we're seeing with Kamala Harris, is they're trying to figure out, well, who's going to be the next person. I mean, right now they're saying it's going to be Joe Biden. And it's like, no, it's not. No one thinks it's good. That's another lie. That's another gaslighting.
No, it's not. I mean, if he can, at his present incapacitated thing, they can continue that on forever. He can just kind of wander around places, and Jill comes out and gets them, and, you know, they're doing just fine. And there are other, you know, Gavin Newsom's not too popular these days, and the Cuomo brothers, they're not doing too
You don't hear very much about them at all.
So I don't know, you know, AOC doesn't really travel well in the heartland.
No.
And so who do the Democratic Party have? I mean, what's his name down in Texas? But he's been awful.
Well, I also think that what they're doing is, and we've talked about this before, and actually we'll talk about this a little bit with Shorna Bishop when we come out. But one of the things they're doing is they're trying to do nationally what they've done in Colorado. And we've talked about that, where they just take over the school boards. They take over the city councils. They take over the state legislative function. And so then they don't have to worry about fighting to get stuff done on a federal level. They can just do it all on a local level and, you know, get rid of the Electoral College with the local governments and things like that. I mean, I think that's a big part of their plan. And I think that part, I think, very much is a plan. Yes, that is a coordinated plan. Yes, there are people like Ted Trimpa. There are people like George Soros. There are definite entities, the Arabella group, that funds a lot of the Democrat dark money, funnels dark
money
around.
They have more money than you can believe. I mean, the Republicans have very little money, and the Democratic Party, you know, from all the billionaires and all the children of Murdoch who are lefties, and God, there's just billions and billions swirling around.
Well, and that is, or, you know, and then that kind of leads me to another thing, the Conservative Treehouse, which is just a great website. And he reminds me of Michael Tao. I kind of wonder, are you actually Michael Tao, our investigative columnist? But he's running, and it might be a she. I think it's a he, though. It's running a series of stories about essentially the intelligence community. And his premise is that the intelligence community, after the 9/11 attacks, they formed what the Office of the Department of National Intelligence, the DNI, And that was, the idea was good. And that was so that the FBI and the CIA and all these agencies, if they had information, they could share it, to make it easier. So it wasn't so compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. But really all it did is it created this massive super intelligence organization. Right. Now, I haven't read all of it, so I'm not so sure how I feel. I mean, the guy does his homework and he seems to have talked to a lot of people. But his point is you got to look at things like James Comey, when he was talking to Congress and saying, no, we didn't tell anybody that we were investigating the president, including the president. We just investigated him. We were lied on FISA court warrants. No one cared about that. The Department of Justice, Robert Mueller it was all in.
Boasberg is heading up the secret courts, kind of, don't worry about guys. It's not a problem.
Right. And he's talking about, so they all now are working together, essentially.
Yeah, right.
And they don't answer to anybody. I mean,
they don't answer to Joe, that's for sure.
How could they? I mean, or how could he force them to? I mean, that's, I guess, what they're talking about. They just aren't telling people. So they're wandering around and they're arresting citizens. They're launching, which we've seen with the FBI. They're the ones who spark the investigation, They spark the whole. They troll basically people online who are troubled or vulnerable. They get them to, talk about committing a crime, then they arrest them, and then they have a big to-do about committing the crime. Meanwhile, they can't stop any cyber hacks, of course, in this country. I wish they'd spend a little time on that. But that's interesting.
You don't want them doing much of anything.
But his theory is these people are the ones who are really running things.
Yes.
And then when you tie this with this kind of increasing talk about domestic terrorism, they're talking about us. Okay, they're not talking about.
We're talking about Tagger.
Tagger,
you're a domestic terrorist.
She's sleeping. She's plotting. She looks like she's sleeping right now.
Well, she's plotting and planning and doing.
And they've actually
things.
Installed a surveillance device on her too. But I mean, you know, they're not talking about Timothy McVeigh's or things like that. They're talking about just people like us who say things that they don't like, who ask questions, who report that, you know, hey, that's a lie. When you say, you know, that five people were killed, that's a lie. We're a domestic terrorist. It's hate speech, things like that. I don't know. I don't know that I buy his premise that they're the ones running thing. I personally think it's worse than that. I think big tech companies are running everything anymore, basically, for their own benefit, the global corporations. What do you think?
They're all awful. So doesn't, you know, is big tech doing it or the fourth estate in government or really somebody else? I mean, it's all lefty garbage, and we're all screwed.
That's right. And here's from Sandra. Yes. And once again, the Democrats have the wealthy, the media, the judicial system. This is true. Wake up, America. The conservative party is the party for the people, not the Democrats. It's not the Kennedy Democrats anymore. The times they are changing. Oh, that's absolutely true, Sandra. I mean, the Democrats now are for war. They hate they hate minority organizations. They pretend like they like it, but then they, defund the police. And those, those communities are the ones that suffer the most from that. Those are the people by far where the murder rate is by far the most affected, and so they say, oh, we like you, but then they don't pay, then they do everything they can to hurt them.
Absolutely. Well, we're supposed to get Sharona Bishop on now. Do you have the number?
Yeah, I gave it to, let me see. Hey, Thomas, if Sharona doesn't come on here in a second, maybe go ahead and give her the call. Give her a call and I'll get her on the phone. And Sandra, you're right. They use people and they always have. But I think a lot of things have come together. Like I said, you've got the confluence of stuff going on in the country, the Trump thing where people were so freaked out that the voters actually voted for him. You've got the big tech, you've got education, you've got all of these things coming together so they can just lie and nobody says anything. And like I said, if you try to point out the lie, like the kid with the emperor with no clothes, if you were the kid and the emperor with no clothes right now, he'd be in jail, right? He'd be in solitary confinement. Yeah. It wouldn't even matter. They'd be like, and anyone who said he's got a point, they would be in solitary confinement too. So
it's just amazing stuff.
Well, why don't you, while we wait for Sharona, why don't you talk about, again, I think it's good to keep people up, because we were putting together steadily, putting together a list of things that we think the Republican Party in Colorado needs to do. There was a great column in American Thinker today where it talked about the blueprint Colorado and how Colorado became blue the way it is right now. And then he listed some ideas on how to fix things. My thing is, I think those ideas were too vague. Vague isn't the right word. They were just too broad and too general, I think. Don't you think? Or did you read it? Or
I didn't read that. But the Republicans in Colorado going to the far left, if you haven't figured out, and that's what we want to talk to Sharona about, Hugh McCain. This new one, Initiative 25, it'll be up to $500 million a year that Democrats will control permanently through an initial board appointed by Polis, who is then after that just reappoints members of themselves. They want to. So it'll be $500 million. It'll go to Planned Parenthood. They make it sound, oh, it'll be great. All these underprivileged kids will get mathematics.
It's just going to be cottage industry.
It's going to be a huge government slush train.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to, I mean, you need to form, Planned Parenthood. And again, here's why they like that, because then you keep scooching, Chuck, keep scooching the
keep
thing
scooching
over. Chuck is, I'm going to put a line here, like in the office. And all of this, of course, then helps fuel their election campaigns, right? All of this. So they have all these groups now who depend on the government for money, right? And who get and contribute. So then it just creates more of the same.
It'll help the, some of the big backers, of course, the cartels for the black market ones, but you can raise it up to 15%, I think. It starts out at 3, but you can, it goes up to 5, but they can raise it another 10 points, which will mean the cartels will be rich in Mexico because nobody will want to pay for it. It's right.
And this is from Leo. Colorado Republicans need to be forced to get together once a week and eat some Rocky Mountain oysters. Maybe they will get some. Yeah, we don't know, my brother. Well, I think, a few things I think happen to be done.
One good thing, and we do want to promote this again, on August 6th, down in El Paso County, Marjorie Greene is coming in. The establishment doesn't like Marjorie
Greene. It's the Lincoln
Day dinner for El Paso County. You can just go in El Paso GOP, get a ticket, come on down. We'll see you down there. We got a lot of people from Adams County coming in. It'll be a lot of fun. So at least there'll be a gathering of
like-minded people. I think it's good to go ahead and show support there, right? To show the establishments, who are probably freaking out that she's coming in the first place, to say, no, people will support her. People want to hear from her. People want to hear from Lauren Boebert. People will contribute to her and they can win. Again, they're redistricting and they're trying to redistrict everybody. I mean, don't believe any of the media stories you hear about the redistricting. They're like, oh, it seems like it's pretty fair. Republicans don't like it or Democrats don't like it. I guarantee you the Republicans are not going to come out ahead, right? Not.
They actually have a better chance than they do with the Supreme Court who drew that
right,
one in
right.
2010. But we've got America's Mom has come on. Sharona Bishop. Hi. Do you want to hit your, you got your mute button on?
Yes. Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
How's it going?
Hey, real well.
Why don't you go ahead and tell folks, tell folks about yourself and what it is that you do. You're a political commentator, cultural commentator, but what it is you do.
Well, I'm a mom, first and foremost. I'm a mom of four children. And really, a lot of my activism started because of, like all of us, we're looking around going, what is going on? We keep voting for people under one pretense. They get into office and they do something entirely different, whether it's on a local level, a state level, or a national level. And so it's been about 5 years now that I've been involved in policy. And we our kids are such great motivators for us. They really drive us in the direction of intolerable situations that we just can't stand back and we can't leave them alone. And that's where I was at. I was watching my kids suffer because of bad policies, and I just decided I'd had enough. I mean, truly, I'm just a citizen. I'm an activated citizen. I'm taking my responsibility seriously now that our founders hoped that we all would exercise as citizens, and I'm holding my elected officials accountable. I'm very excited to be on with you guys today, and a little nervous, I guess I have to say too, because the direction that we're going in Colorado is very alarming. Yes. It's exactly why I got involved. I've listened to so many interviews now with the minority leader, and I'm appalled at the direction we're going. Right. Dave Williams, Representative Dave Williams, said 7 months ago that he was concerned that under this current leadership in Colorado of the minority, our Republican Party, we were going to see a shift. We were going to see a shift to the left. And it's like, and he predicted it. And it's exactly what we're seeing. So I've been running this platform because regular people need a voice. They need a way to get out there and express what's going on in their lives, that this doesn't make sense. And I would add also, I also fervently did not believe that this is a blue state. I do not believe it. I do not think Colorado is blue. We are a live and let live state. And the blue ideology does not support that any longer. I had this incredible meme sent my way, and I just thought that is exactly it. Why we can't support what's happening in the blue and why I don't think Colorado is part of that. We struggle to have unity with this side because one side of our of this divide thinks that children should go to drag shows, women have male parts, infanticide is good. And all white people are racist. That's literally what we're up against. And when we have leadership in our Republican Party who is choosing to negotiate with terrorists, every citizen in Colorado should be alarmed by this. I spoke to a Ukrainian woman yesterday who owns a business, two businesses actually in the Denver area. She's packing up and moving to Texas. And she didn't know anything about me. And I said, why are you moving to Texas? She said, because my child's entering first grade and I won't have them teaching my child that they are a they.
Oh. Yeah. And so, no, I mean, and there's so much, you're absolutely
well,
right.
Well, let's go over how we got Hugh McCain.
Let's explain who he is first.
He's a House Minority Leader. And he
replaced Patrick Neville.
Patrick Neville, who was a very conservative, a great patriot. And they decided, we'll just get rid of Patrick Neville. And they did that by going to Catherine Murdoch, the daughter of Rupert Murdoch, but very left-wing. She poured hundreds of thousands, millions into Unite Colorado. They upset in Weld County in the primaries. Three conservative Republicans and replaced them with D's and F's on the Liberty scorecard. And the same with Colin Larson in Jefferson County. That was enough to
get rid of Patrick Neville
and get Hugh McCain in there. And Hugh McCain since then. Well, what are some of the things that Hugh McCain has done?
Some of the awful things.
Well, I'll tell you, probably the most demeaning thing and that we've seen repeatedly throughout Colorado politics these last few years is that they constantly run as conservatives. Yes. Okay. They all run as conservatives. They say, I'm fiscally conservative, which he has said. I'm for family values, which he has said. I'm for local control, which he has said. I'm for small government, he has said. And then they systematically turn around. They negotiate with terrorists, as we have in Denver right now, and they put their name on bills that grow government, that reduce parent rights, that don't allow our traditional families to thrive in Colorado. And by and large, they don't stand up for us. As I'm looking at particular bills that McCain is supporting and promoting, he's very much an advocate for radical homosexuality agenda. And by that, I mean the entire alphabet soup. We've seen some bills that have come out this last session that probably had good intentions. And I'm not here to argue whether or not McKean is a nice guy. I think he's a major love bomber, which I don't really like that, because that shields their policies by their charisma and the way that they are really affectionate with people. I mean, his love campaign was a lot of that. And you didn't see who he really was because he's busy love bombing you left and right. So the bigger issue is this, is that we have, under this current leadership, I'm looking at the Liberty Scorecard. I'm looking at the bills that passed. I'm looking at the lack of vocal representation this session compared to the session under Patrick Neville's leadership. And that's what really caught my attention the most with McKean, is I was like, wow, my most local conservative representatives are failing the Liberty Scorecard. They are failing in conservative policy. Why? Because the leadership is allowing for our House Republicans to swing left. One of the most prominent conservative senators from my area that I have always supported vocally received an F, and that was Senator Ray Scott. He has been a strong conservative, a strong voice for oil and gas. And this is what happens when the leadership, when everyone knows. It's like that parent that you know you're going to get away with everything under because they're never going to hold you accountable. In fact, they secretly think it's cute what you're doing. That's how it is under this minority leader, Hugh McKean. He's not holding this party accountable. He's not holding our representatives accountable. It's like having Kevin Priola on steroids now. And everyone's a Kevin Priola. Yeah. I looked through this voting record and I can't believe it. I'm appalled that in a time when we absolutely know the regular person right now, like the story I just shared with you of the Ukrainian business owner,
right?
Those are regular people. They're not involved in politics. They're not involved in policy. They just know that this past year, the governor's policies have really hit them hard. They don't know that the Republicans, who are supposed to be defending their rights and their property and their constitutional protections under this supreme law, is not happening. No. They don't know it. And it's dangerous to be on your show, to be honest with you. It's dangerous for me to come on here and call out Hugh McKean for his lack of leadership, his lack of conservative values, not verbally, but in action, and his lack of moral integrity towards the Republican Party, because I'll be accused of causing division within the Republican Party. But the reality is, this is where that narcissism comes in. The reality is, this is what McKean is doing, what he's promoting, what he's supporting, and why people like him and Kevin Priola that are running our party are so dangerous to Colorado. The other thing, too, they won't acknowledge election fraud. McKean will not acknowledge election fraud. He will not deal with the election insecurities that are plaguing Colorado. The things that matter the most from where I'm at, I'm a regular person talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The things that bother them the most, the sexualizing of our children, the horrible education we're receiving in Colorado that's all built around an agenda to sexualize, liberalize, agendaize them, and voter insecurity, voter fraud.
Well, let me bring up another subject, talking about what I believe is the biggest con for a while in Republican Party circles, and that's Initiative 25, in which they're going to create up to $500 million to go to whatever they want it to go to.
For kids. I mean, they're just going to show more propaganda at our kids.
Well, but the money is going to go to Planned Parenthood. It's going to go to everything else. All the people will be appointed by the governor and approved by the left-wing Senate. It will be a permanent majority, which is $500 million. And quite frankly, the chair of the Republican Party, Christy Burton Brown, is all for it. And it's kind of, to me, I've got to vote on this Friday. And I go, I can't believe I have to
explain to people that this is not a Republican idea.
This is everything not for, and it's done by Ready Colorado, who loves the Democrats
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, I did reach out to Ready Colorado. I've had a good relationship with them to secure what you had shared with me, that they were very fervently in support of this initiative. Mm-hmm. And they are very much in support of this initiative. Here's what I want to read to you guys for just a minute, because I think it's really telling and really important. And the only reason why is just to demonstrate where our current Republican Party is coming from. And I don't know what to make of it, right? I'm just a mom. I'm here at home. I'm looking at stuff. And immediately for me, it clicks and I go, we don't need the government to have millions, potentially billions more dollars. Right. If we grow government, like this amazing candidate in Mesa County, her kind of her best things I've ever heard her say, if we grow government, our dreams are smaller. That's all there is to it. Ah. If government grows, your dreams get smaller. But I wanted to share this with you guys. This is from Senator Rankin. This is regarding one of the most recent bills that he was supporting that basically gives government more money later on. And I think this is what's really important. He says, it's just a lack of understanding about where we're at in our world right now. He says, it's just so funny. He says, our intent, this is a Republican senator who just worked on a bill that's going to usurp Tabor. It's going to be terrible. Our intent is that taxes don't go up any faster than government needs. Just wait for it. With this rapidly escalating property values, we need to control the tax increases in some reasonable way. And then the question was brought to him, well, do you think that government will overreach? And he says, I kid you not, we don't anticipate that happening. Guys, it's a disconnect between reality and this world that's in the bubble of Denver. And the way that they're placating to polis, the way they're placating to the Democrat majority, we are not a blue state. And the best thing that that Hugh McKean could do right now is get serious about voter integrity, really spend the time to investigate, to really learn the nuances of what's gone on here in Colorado, and then we could move forward. But the trouble is they're not gonna do it. They're gonna continue to placate to Democrats. They're gonna get more and more and more liberal, which means they're, and liberal's not good in this sense, it means they're going to continue to see your rights removed while they negotiate with terrorists.
So if you had a chance,
about themselves, right, yeah, themselves on the back for getting their five bills.
But have you read Initiative 25?
So you talked to me about it a couple weeks ago, and I reached out. I've skimmed through Initiative 25 and the massive money grab. Right. It's again, anytime the government has more of your money, they are more dangerous. Period.
Yep. Yeah, go no further than that. Well, let me back up too, because I want to talk about, you know, with Hugh McKean, and sometimes if folks don't know that they interplay there. So Colorado Republicans is a minority party. So they basically have very little, if any, power in the legislature. Patrick Neville and Dave Williams, when they were the leaders, right, fought hard every step of the way. And they knew they were going to lose. They knew they were going to do it, but he spoke out. They called them out. They said, this is bad. Here's what we're for. They introduced bills that they knew were going to get killed, but they did it anyway. And they spoke out for Republicans. And that's why they fought so hard. We were talking about this before you came on, Sharona. There is this massive effort underway. It's a war. They want to silence us. And they'll silence us through the voting system, which is what they did. They got Hugh McKean in there. And as Chuck explained, they played shell games with Democrat money and elected fake Republicans. And they got rid of Patrick Neville and Dave Williams. I mean, Dave, they're still fighting the fight, but you don't hear about him anymore. And so then the media turns around and, you know, Hugh McKean, I don't know what his motivation is. I don't know if it's money. Maybe he believes what he believes. I think it could go back to your thing, like the mom. I mean, he wants to be the cool mom, right? He wants to be able to go in to the, you know, the restaurant or the bar that right there next to the state capitol, if he doesn't get mugged by homeless people on the way in. I mean, you know, and everyone goes, Hugh, you're great. We love you. We love you. Can I interview you? Yes. You know, as opposed to Patrick Neville, who was always being attacked, who was always having to call the police.
But who was always attacking Patrick Neville? The main attacker of Patrick Neville conservatives is Colorado politics.
That's right.
Colorado politics is endlessly attacking Patrick. They have nothing but good words to say about Hugh McKean.
When your water boy is carrying it for you, of course you're going to applaud him. Yeah. And I hate, again, I'm not here to attack the person of Hugh McKean. I have no idea who he is. All I'm doing is looking at how his leadership already is impacting our already impotent Republicans in Colorado.
Yes.
We already know we can't get anything done. But instead of holding the line, being the voice and the advocates for the majority of Colorado, which are conservatives, Hugh McKean constantly drops these nuggets in all the interviews that he does, explaining why he's becoming so liberal, which is because not everyone feels the way that he feels. And so therefore he should bend to them and bow to them. That's not what he was elected for. I looked at all his campaign speeches, all the things he said he's going to run on and who he's going to be. And that's the problem, right, you guys? You already talked about where the money is going, who's providing the money, knowing that those people will talk a good talk, but they will never do the things like Lauren Boebert has done.
Right.
They will never do the things like Dave Williams has done and Patrick Neville and great people like them. So, you know, that's the condition we're in Colorado. And we have to be fighters. We have to stand up to these Democrats. We can't keep making deals with them and working out negotiations so we can get our five bills passed. Right. Got to end.
This Friday, we have a Zoom call to vote on whether to endorse
the Republican Executive Committee.
Executive Committee, which is kind of like the board of directors of the state party. We were able to beat it back 9-8 last time.
To at least hear the other side.
Yeah, to hear the other side. Now, anybody who can call their representative on the executive committee, including yourself, Sharona, to oppose it would be incredibly helpful.
Is for Initiative 25.
Yes. Yeah. And at the very least, to get
So you have what you'll have is you'll have the Republican Party coming out in favor of a
anti-Republican bill.
Anti-Republican cash grab for for.
Then they're saying it's for the kids, and it's bad. And I agree with you too that, you know, and we've talked about this with the guys at Magellan Strategies who do the polls. Colorado is not a blue state. I mean, you look at how we vote. You look at how we vote on other issues, and then they'll say, well, look at the abortion fight, right? Where we didn't pass that thing. But then you look at the amount of money that I think it's the Arabella organization, that's a massive Democrat dark money thing, spent millions of dollars to, you know, anytime in Colorado we start to make a little bit of effort, the national dark money comes in, and then they defeat something, and then they turn around
and they also worked on the wording to make sure it's
you got the whole election issue to begin with, and then they're like, see, no, Colorado's blue. And that's why I've never met you or heard you before, but all our comments are like, we love her. You're great, because it just takes regular people to stand up and say, we're not blue. You don't have to move to Texas. Although we've got a friend who did that too. You can stay here and fight for the rest of us who are refugees. You know, we need help.
You know, we need desperate help here in Colorado by the regular people. We were with a lot of the great people from Energy Strong yesterday, really supporting them. We've supported them all along, because in Western Colorado, we are energy. Yeah. These guys know how to do conservation like nobody else. And they provided meaningful work opportunities for families here, where mom could stay home and raise the kids, because they made such great money. Right. And these people who are making our rules, making the laws for us, they have no idea. They have no understanding of why a man, a real man, I might add, would want to work 85 hours a week. They don't understand what mud on the boots means, money in the bank. They don't understand that we conservative women, we want those traditional values over our families. And the current minority leader is not representing that. He is not promoting that. He's in a vacuum, sucked into a vacuum of belief that he needs to play with the enemy in order to win. And we're past that now. You said it really, really well. We are in a battle. And you've heard Congresswoman Boebert say it so many times. We are truly in a battle for the hearts and the souls and the future for our children. And in Colorado, they have launched extreme warfare on us. Extreme. And we sit back here and we wring our hands, and then we do nothing. We walk away and we do nothing. And I've seen amazing moms like Holly Calvert, one of the fiercest fighting women ever, standing up for her kids, doing everything she could to stop unbelievable attack on parents' rights last year and the year before. They are fighting and they're getting worn out because the replacements haven't shown up. And who are the replacements? They're the regular people. Who will just look at the situation. You know when you hear these things that are coming out of these elected officials, their mouths, and you know it's not right, and you know it's not true, and you don't know exactly what it is yet. But that's your job. That's what you guys are doing. You're educating people on the proper role of government, founding principles, and that we really are in a battle, and it's not going to end well if the people do not get involved, if the citizenry does not stand up against this tyranny here. You've got 21 members that are supposed to be on our side, we the people. You've got, 42? So we're outnumbered all the time, okay? All the time, no matter what. But if the people come alongside those 21 and hold them accountable, which is why America's Mom was created, was to literally have them on speed dial and say, what the H are you doing? That's what we want to do.
Well, we're going to have you back on.
Yeah, we're going to have you the whole time. You made me cry. Where can people, though, find out about you, help you? Help you do the speed dialing.
Yeah, absolutely. So go to americasmom.net. and sign up there. That's our website. We're also on Facebook. We are definitely always engaging and working with moms, putting them into local counties throughout Colorado so you can get involved in voter integrity, local school board issues. We have so many great moms and dads who are running for school board across Colorado right now. We can always use more help, more support, more faces and voices. And what you guys are doing is paramount. Just getting the message out, getting the word out, and bringing regular people on who are doing amazing things. That word has to get out. And we're shadow banned. We're constantly prevented from doing anything right in the media tech world. But that's okay, because we're finding each other.
All right, Sharona, I want to thank you for coming on this day after 4th of July. You've been just wonderful.
And you give me hope.
We'll have you back.
These parents, listen, these parents are relentless in their pursuit. And when we see spineless, bowing members of our house, like Hugh McKean, not standing up for us, you better know we're coming for them.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. We got to run now, but thank you to the great folks at BBS. We got Steve Reams coming on Wednesday, too. County Sheriff. And thank you so much to Sharona Bishop. What a rock star.
What a rock star.
See you Wednesday.